From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said on Saturday that he and his party were ready for the election as ordered by the Supreme Court and cautioned the Chief Justice not to interfere with the electoral body so polls could be conducted as soon as possible.
You've done your ruling. We have respected it. Let IEBC do their job. Let them declare the date and write our letters, meet at the ballot.
The court's decision to annul the August 8th election results was an unprecedented move in Africa, where governments often hold sway over judges. On Friday, during an impromptu rally in Nairobi, Kenyatta criticized the court for ignoring the will of the people and dismissed the Chief Justice's colleagues as crooks. Details of the ruling will be released within 21 days. Human rights activist Lilian Tintori is the wife of Venezuela's best-known detained political leader, Leopoldo Lopez. She says she has been barred from leaving the country. Berjan Hamdard has more.
Tintori said she had been scheduled to meet European leaders, including Spain's Mariano Rajoy, France's Emmanuel Macron, Germany's Angela Merkel, and Britain's Theresa May. Tintori has been ordered to appear at a Caracas court on Tuesday to answer questions over an amount equal to nearly $11,000 found in her vehicle.
Venezuela's opposition says the Maduro government has stepped up repression of opponents this year, while officials say they are acting to stop violent coup plots fomented by the United States and other foreign powers. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for additional stories. This is VOA News.